After delivery, the child's mouth and pharynx must be quickly cleared of mucus, blood, or meconium, and its condition accurately assessed. This assessment, known as the APGAR score and now used worldwide, was named after the American anaesthetist who introduced it. A maximum of 2 points are given to each of 5 clinical features: heart rate, breathing effort, muscle tone, response to stimulation, and colour. If the score is under 6, the assessment must be repeated when the child is 4 minutes old. The score by then should be 10. This test is invaluable. First, of course, as to whether more vigorous resuscitation is required, and later, as a reference. Should the child's subsequent development be delayed, it is imperative for the clinician not only to know if there has been any asphyxia near torum, but also the severity of it.